I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The Custer County Sheriff's Office says Highway 96 is closed from Westcliff to Wetmore due to a fire in the area. Evacuations are in place for Rosita Road East in the Junkins Park area, extending east off Highway 165 from McKenzie Junction to mile marker 6. Valley Bible in Westcliff is serving as an evacuation center, and the Saddle Club is taking in large animals. The first wave of ballots is being mailed to Colorado voters today. Penta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Every active registered voter receives a ballot in the mail. The Secretary of State's office says 3.1 million ballots will be mailed out in total. Lynn Bartles is the spokeswoman for the Secretary of State.
Colorado is traditionally a really high turnout state. It'll be interesting to see what happens with this election. In 2014, Republicans were the first one to really turn in their ballots quickly, and then the Democrats caught up.
Her office will track when ballots are turned in and break it down by party affiliation. Voters have several options on how to return ballots. They can drop it off, mail it, or vote in person at a polling site on Election Day, or they can vote in person early. Ballots have to be received by county clerks 7 p.m. November 8th. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is set to make a swing through the state with stops tomorrow in Colorado Springs and Grand Junction. Democrat Hillary Clinton was in Pueblo last week. Fewer people moved to Colorado in 2014. The Denver Post reports 2015 tax returns show a 22% drop in filings from new residents. There was also a 28% decrease in out-of-state residents who filed from Colorado the year before. Fewer Colorado residents filed taxes in a new county as well. The paper reports people tend to move to Colorado from states like California, Texas, and Florida. This is 91.5 KRCC News.